This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You're listening to Random Order Podcasts, presented by Much Studios.
But this shit's scary because I've been seeing it pop up a lot. And,
yo, even if I saw a fucking normal deer in my backyard, I'd be scared.
You know what it is?
Mm-hmm. That bomb had three brothers.
I still got the Wendy's crumbs sitting on my lap right now.
You know
I
what?
I just finished the combo number six, man. I'm feeling great.
I was a witness.
Ain't no sponsors. That's just real love right there, man. Shout out my bitch, Wendy.
Yeah. You know what it is, man.
100.
Fuck it.
Back from snowboarding.
Woo. Yo.
Fucking assholes.
That shit hurt.
Y'all still feel it?
Yo. Yes. Yeah, we'll get to that. Yo, this is Random Order by 4YE Media.
We back.
Yes. Welcome back.
Of course, shout out our Bell Media family for making this all happen. They get three bombs as well. I'm feeling generous, man.
Yeah. And for all the SoundCloud utes, this is my voice. This is Jay. What's happening?
Another bomb, man. Another bomb. Of course, man. It's your boy Trey. I'm in the fucking building.
Jeez.
Ah, shit. I hit the wrong one. It's fine.
I mean, I got you. Yeah.
Only the bomb works, shells.
You already know. We back.
Speaking of shells.
Shells here. You know, we back.
Random That's morning. His voice.
Right there.
What episode is this? Eight?
Episode eight.
Episode eight.
Uh-huh.
I counted before I fucking press record.
Uh-huh.
It's eight.
It's fucking eight, man.
How rude of me.
Uh-oh.
We got the human bandana in the building, people.
So rude of me not to say that. I'm sorry.
Fake sanity, human bandana.
Huh. Just came making back from LA.
We're making sure the cameras are good.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks. What were you saying?
There's a zombie deer disease going on.
I saw that shit.
Yo, where is that? Oh, hold on.
They found three zombies. It's a deadly infectious condition known as zombie deer disease, and it's said to be spreading rapidly across the U.S.
Definitely.
You ready?
Yeah.
And humans could be next.
It's called zombie deer disease?
What?
That's not the sound. I don't want that to happen.
I do. I've been praying for a zombie outbreak, bro. I play way too many games, bro. I am ready.
Yo, actually,
I am ready. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, except.
For you niggas that in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm...
Actually, give me the apple. I'll be scrape, man. No matter what happened.
I'm going to scrape. Let me know. I'm going to scrape to Apple and say, oh, I'm a zombie. Give me a motherfucking Mac. You know what, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, right off the bat.
What?
I got to hit y'all with a hard-hitting question.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Let's say there was a zombie apocalypse.
I was about to say that. I want to ask you.
Let's say there was, right?
Uh-huh.
You got your little squad.
Yeah.
But it's all celebrities.
Ooh.
You got three.
Three celebrities?
Who you rolling with?
Nipsey Hussle, because he's genuine and fucking kind. And he's very polite. I read today in the GQ article. Shout out Nipsey Hussle and Lauren London, man.
That was applause at.
Beautiful couple. They just dropped something on GQ. If we can get some of those pictures on the screen right now. Look at them, man. So beautiful. Cue the applause going, man. If I can
find
it.
Yes, man. Right here.
Oh, shit.
No, this one. There it is.
I get the quarters in the way. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle.
It's our first episode.
And Lauren London, man.
This is number eight, though.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
So I pick Nipsey Hussle because he's genuine. And I know if a zombie outside and somebody got to go, Nip will be like, I. Mm-hmm. That's my best Nipsey impression. I can't even do it. Yeah, it's almost there. It's just rad. Anyways.
Ah, fuck.
It's
my best Nipsey Hussle impression.
So Nipsey Hussle, Terry Crews.
Ooh,
and
that's a good one.
Hmm. Huh. Oh, who am I kidding?
Dead or alive?
Oh, no. Okay, let me redo all that.
I'm just asking.
Alive or dead or alive?
I feel like dead. We gotta be alive.
Let's go. Alive. I got Nipsey Hussle. I'm changing Terry Crews for Gordon Ramsay because niggas gotta eat. Niggas gotta eat.
Damn. I'll take Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Eating blessed still.
Yeah. Oh, Martha? Yeah, you're good. And Snoop Dogg because shit, you gotta know why. We ain't fighting zombies.
Somebody got roast some butt.
Imagine being in the same room as fucking Gordon Ramsay and Snoop Dogg.
And it's fucking zombies outside.
And Nipsey Hussle's just there, just in case.
Just being nice. Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin.
Mm.
And
Lil, he's fucking cracked out.
And
right
Lil Scrappy.
Right?
Wait, who is?
Macaulay Culkin? Like, he's on.
No, he's good. Drugs. He was on fucking.
He's blessed now?
Yeah, he's straight.
Oh, okay, I take that back. Macaulay.
He was on
bad.
Someone's show. I mean, I guess he could do it after.
He's but dating someone.
That shit does damage, though. You don't ever come back from that.
But I'm sure he still has a knack for, like, fucking little booby traps and shit.
Mm.
Even though just a movie, I'm sure, like, he saw.
And what was the last one?
And fucking
Lil Scrappy.
Lil Scrappy.
Lil Scrap.
Jeez. You be doing push ups.
I took a lot of fire shit.
Yeah, I took Lil Scrappy.
I'm doing
man.
Jackie Chan.
Oh,
ooh,
shit.
Man. Oh, fucking me, nigga.
Shout out to Jackie Chan.
Yeah, man, huh? I'm doing Jackie Chan, probably Michelle Obama.
Oh,
why? Yes, I would not.
Y'all
wanna...
just comforting. Y'all her comforting, and
she's
so comforting.
Trust me, she gonna know how to problem solve very well.
Mm-mm.
When niggas is frantic, is panicking, she gonna know.
I know they plan for this shit in the White House. It was like they're talking about all their important shit, and then they're like, "Yo,
Michelle, what do you think?
We should come up with a plan for zombies." Shit.
Go ahead. And I got one more.
Yeah.
Why do we only we did three?
Yeah, three.
Fuck. And man, I'm taking LeBron.
Oh, look, just in case you got dunk on somebody.
Yeah, just in case you got to go one-on-one.
His muscles and shit.
If one of the zombies hoop,
we're going to be good.
We straight.
Nah, I wouldn't take Michelle Obama. I feel like I'd let her down because she's going to look at me like, yo, somebody has to get that door open and I can't do this shit. Like, she's going to be let down by
Jackie
me.
Jackie Chan has that for me, you feel me?
Oh yeah.
Jackie got it.
Yeah, Jackie got it.
Yeah, I'll just chill with Michelle Obama all day and just let Jackie do all the shit.
Honestly, I take off LeBron and I take the nigga from Raid Redemption, the main nigga. Have you ever seen that movie, Raid Redemption?
You probably watched that shit. Some zombie shit.
Yeah, it's not zombie shit. It's like they're like cops. It's like drug lords, like cops against like drug lords and shit.
Fuck, what's the shit called?
The Raid Redemption. It's a fire movie. There's like three of them. I think y'all should watch that shit. It's fire. Kevin's probably seen it because
Kevin's seen every
movies.
Movie.
Yeah, my favorite zombie movie since we're on the topic of zombies.
I don't even watch those.
Probably
you don't watch those.
What?
Not really? No.
Zombie
really?
Movies? Well put together zombie movies is really good.
You've seen every zombie movie?
I've seen probably every zombie movie.
My favorite zombie movie
is probably World War Z. A lot of zombies and niggas is coming quick.
World War Z with the
airplane and shit.
World War Z with fucking Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad.
And they come out with World War Z 2? Probably. I don't really know.
Shit got a 63.
That Shells, what I tell you about this shit, man? Don't get me upset, nigga. This episode just started. World War Z is a great fucking zombie.
Yeah, I think I watched
movie.
A piece of it.
A piece.
Yeah.
Before I fell asleep, it was really good.
63%? Yeah, a piece is probably good.
Train to you listen, y'all niggas got me fucked up. Train to Busan was sick. I don't know, a lot of zombie movies.
I just feel like
man.
That movie, is that a dark, it doesn't seem like a dark zombie movie. I see a lot of like sky and shit.
World War Z?
Yeah. Like, well, when I think zombie movies, I need like
that's
darkness.
Bad. That's just, nah, you gotta just watch the movie. Yeah,
actually, that movie's pretty fucking dark.
Everything's out of fucking order, nigga. The end
World
of the
War
world.
Z is dark? I'm seeing sky. I don't wanna see.
If it's the end of the world, y'all don't have lights, you just gonna see sky and zombies.
Yeah, if you're making a zombie movie, no blue skies.
Yeah.
All
zombie movies pretty much have the same plot?
Yeah. Niggas get infected.
Like, everything's normal.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. One little shit happens, and then either that or it just fucking starts up all fucked up. And he's like, oh, what happened? Oh, it's a zombie movie, so a zombie apocalypse probably happened.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I'm ready.
And then someone dies, and then like someone makes it.
Yeah. But I'm ready because I've watched all of them. Like,
You like them?
Nah.
You like zombie movies?
Yeah.
So that's like, all he watches.
So play Resident Evil then.
Huh? Nah, it's scary.
Oh, the game is not a game.
It's a different
world.
Yo,
I played Resident Evil for PS1. It's the scariest time of my fucking life, bro.
I could do it, bro.
And our PS1 was in the basement, too?
Yeah.
I'm about to send you guys a picture. There's there's this picture I saw of way back of this meme shit saying like a zombie outbreak has just occurred. You can pick four of the following to begin your journey of survival. Okay. I'm going to send it to you guys in a group chat right now. Okay. We're going to put it on the screen. I'm going to tell you guys exactly what I'd pick up and why.
All right.
That's how we rocking. All right. First off, let me send this picture. Boom. The picture's been sent.
Okay. All right, so you got body armor.
Pictures received.
For SoundCloud listeners, you got body armor, a crossbow, flashlight, first aid kit, machete, chainsaw, water purifier, German Shepherd. I'm not taking a dog, first off. Y'all niggas seen I Am Legend. Shotgun, fire axe.
Switching up,
he held
man.
It down, though. Oh, no, he didn't.
Now you're going to have to crack his neck soon.
Yeah.
Two-man tent, video camera. Well, fuck, you need a video camera. Who?
You got a vlog, nigga.
You right. AK-47.
You didn't have it if you don't vlog, bro. Vlog. Yo, there's a zombie apocalypse. Vlog it.
Vlog it. Oh, my God.
You
vlog it.
In a vlog?
Imagine you're running from the zombies. Holy fuck. What the fuck?
Subscribe.
a mask, like a gas mask.
I thought
motorcycle.
It was smoking weed.
Mm-hmm. Jeep, a radio, night vision goggles, silence handgun, and a katana. Now I can pick four of these, man. Let me tell you what I'm going to pick. So I'm gonna take the video camera first things first. Fuck that.
Yo, the motorcycle looks fun, man. It's tempting. The
motorcycle is tempting.
Like, all zombie shit aside, like I just want a fucking motorcycle.
I want to do fucking wheelie, bro.
I'll take care of the zombie shit with the machete and then the motorcycles for me.
Okay, Jeep first things first.
Oh, four of them? The Jeep, the motorcycle.
Take the Jeep, the motorcycle.
Two whips.
Do they have an iPod in here? Fuck. Okay, no iPod.
It's got the CB radio, though.
Yeah, you never know. Okay, the Jeep, the mask so I can hotbox, the motorcycle, and the tent. So I can put the motorcycle in the tent.
All right.
And that's how I'm rocking.
What are you taking?
The camera come with a memory card?
It do.
It's tape. It's VHS. Right. Yeah.
Oh, VHS.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Mm. You got like 3 hours, that's it.
Pick four of the shits? All right, realistically, shotgun.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. AK-47.
Mm-hmm. Both of them.
Just all weapons. Chainsaw and machete.
Yeah.
Come at me. I don't even want to survive. I just want to fucking.
Yo, hit the applause.
I just want to get at y'all.
Facts. No, 100. Honestly.
I'm not taking the radio.
I'm taking the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm chopping that off.
Taking the katana.
Yeah.
Because I got to chop a zombie head off. Like, nigga, that happens in every zombie movie. I have to, bro.
He for sure watches anime.
You know? Katana for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck, taking the German Shepherd because I want to be by myself, nigga. Fuck all that.
You not because fucking Nipsey Hussle and Michelle Obama.
Oh, I still got
the same trip.
You didn't say that.
No, it's the same trip.
All right,
oh, no, shit.
All right, fuck the German Shepherd then.
What?
I'm doing Jeep, Katana.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Fuck, man.
Get my lips moisturized.
Flashlight.
Nah, fuck a flashlight.
No, I got the Jeep. You're right. Fuck the flashlight. Right.
Yeah, you drive headlights. Everywhere. I'm not coming out the whip of his whole fucking
taking,
zombie apocalypse.
I got it. I'm thinking Jeep,
mm-hmm.
Silence handgun, katana, and the shotgun.
I just want to take the motorcycle so if like shit gets bad in the Jeep, I can ride out the trunk of the Jeep on the motorcycle.
Into the zombies, hit a few down and shit.
Yeah, but nah, that's...
Yo, my dad fell off a motorcycle and I was right there. And it wasn't even like... Usually when people fall off motorcycles, it's like... It's heroic, and they could tell the cool story after.
Really?
But then, like, my dad, he's in a parking lot, and then legit, it was like 4 feet. He's trying out his friend's bike.
Oh, those ones.
And then, like, he's lost control. Within 4 feet, he lost control and fell on the floor.
Yeah.
But I was a kid, so scary as shit.
Mm-hmm. That's like mad embarrassing.
Everywhere.
He had a life insurance by then?
Yeah. This is after the staircase fall.
Okay, bless.
Yeah, this is post staircase.
So he's living a little more risky. He's living risky now. So
yeah. I don't know where this guy just came out of nowhere and said, let me go around the block. I'm like,
it didn't even sound
me.
Like him. Yeah. Like, usually he's more cautious. I think that was the moment that changed his mind. Just made him decide, like, yo, I'm never doing anything risky again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I got to stick to just being a cautious nigga.
That'll do it.
That shit. Yeah, that definitely would do it. I wanted to ride a bike up until that day. After I saw that shit, I'm like, mm-hmm. Nope. And then he drove himself to the hospital, bro. My mom was in the car.
Inside, wait, like, he scratched up or anything?
Yeah,
he was bleeding, bro. He's bleeding everywhere.
Say word.
This guy's leaking. And my mom was learning how to drive at that time. And he said, nah, like, I'll drive. I'm like, damn, mom, you're that bad of a driver, bro.
The craziest part about it is he still stopped for Jamaican food.
I don't know what is wrong with this guy.
He like, still said, yo,
enough is enough.
Rice and peas and gravy, though? Chuman, go
inside.
Hey, I'm bleeding, out, order. I'm like, bleeding out my head. But fuck, rice and peas right now?
Order for Richie? Yeah. Like, bro. That's
ridiculous. Dude,
shout out Richie, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. Shout out my dad, man.
Back to these fucking zombie deers.
Oh, yeah.
There's three in Canada right now, and that's actually scary that this shit can spread to humans.
What is it?
It's not a chronic wasting disease, so...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, it's something common for, like, deer, elk, and fucking mooses. Is it mooses or meese, nigga?
Meese.
It's common meese? For meese. No.
Yo, honestly, fuck it. It should be. English is so stupid, man.
It really should be.
But
oh, this shit's so in the States confusing. Too, yeah. Huh?
No, it started in the States, but I think that hoe's coming to Canada now. There's like three. I saw it on Six Buzz, man. Shout out Six Buzz.
In the States.
There's three
shout
of them
out
niggas
Six
here.
Buzz, man.
The disease attacks the brain, spinal cord, and other tissues in the creature, and then it just basically kills them after a couple of days. I'm not too sure how long. But this shit's scary because I've been seeing it pop up a lot. And
yo, even if I saw a fucking normal deer in my backyard, I'd be scared.
Yeah.
So, oh, fuck, it's a deer.
Facts. What's Brother Nature got to say about this?
I just hope Canela's okay. Like, yeah, I hope Canela's good. Like, I feel like I know Canela, and it's like, I don't even know her, bro.
And yo, that's wild. It said it could spread to humans.
Yeah, like, that's when I draw the line. I say, this is fucking crazy.
I'm never eating meat, bro. I'm good.
Hey, guys,
bro.
Make sure you don't touch the fucking deer with shit in his face.
Yeah.
Don't make sure you don't.
Be careful if you guys see a fucking deer with his brains coming out. Just let it chill, you know?
But you know, I saw a video of like a man, like, not touching it, but he was like feeding it.
Yeah.
And he was like mad close. Like,
oh, that's another symptom, right? They're like not afraid of humans.
Oh, yeah, really?
All the videos are just like they're walking up mad close. And just,
they'll attack you. Like something switches in their brain to attack you. Like it's actually fucked.
That's confirmed, or you're just.
Yeah,
that's confirmed. That's a fact.
I think you're sourcing it up.
I mean, this shit just happened today.
Oh
like,
my God.
Nah.
Look,
you just sprinkled the parsley on that one.
Nah, zombie deer.
Show me an attack.
Attacked. I need a video, bro. It pops up, bro. All right. Zombie deer.
Send that link, please.
There's a question mark beside that. It wasn't a statement.
Nah.
This guy's a fucking liar.
No.
Now he's gonna look for it.
Now I gotta look for it. Hold on. Guys, talk about something else right now. Hold on.
Bro, now you're just looking for it.
No.
Sky, bro. Oh, it's okay.
No.
Yo, describe what you saw.
That's good news for us.
Describe the video that you saw.
Honestly, it was this. It was on Worldstar. Hold on. Worldstar is. We can trust Worldstar. Let me watch this video real quick.
No, we can't.
Hold on. Let me watch this real quick.
So right now, Trey's watching a video that doesn't exist.
He's never seen this video before. Did they add the music to the fucking news pop news show?
Humans, they're lethargic, they salivate. It's a disease that you can't
get lethargic.
There's no cure.
He didn't say anything.
It's because the deer, they lose all fear of humans. They're lethargic.
How the fuck
he didn't
know
to attack you, nigga?
Yeah.
They're not afraid of him. Doesn't mean I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
There's no cure so far. And so,
he's going to say it.
As long as you have deer on the landscape, if it continues to spread from animal to animal, then you'll probably pick up more.
I don't hear it yet, bro.
Until we find a silver bullet, want to control the spread of the disease to the best of our ability. And so hunting does that by removing some of those animals, and that's what controls populations.
And they'll bite you.
There it is. That was it.
Oh, okay.
See? I'm
looking crazy.
Yeah, I guess on trip.
Yo, it's all over America.
Yeah,
bro,
they're fucked.
This shit is crazy, bro. Shout out PETA, but we gotta kill them niggas. That's all. Yeah, bro. I'm sorry, PETA. Like, I rock. I just saw a deer get hit. Ooh, got hit by a whip. My bad. I'm scrolling.
Yeah,
Twitter.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, they will bite you. Just be careful. I read it somewhere. They'll bite you,
bro. Just stay away from animals, please, man.
Yeah,
just leave them alone. Like, fuck.
Yo, you know what's crazy, man?
What?
Every time people say like. Remember one time I'm like, yo, I think we're on fucking Runyon Canyon in LA. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, what if a fucking mountain lion comes out and attacks us? And then someone who lives there is like, oh, no, they're not in LA. Did you check everywhere, though? Like, how you know it's not one fucking bop? Did you look everywhere?
Because that's probably where they are.
You think they're like, oh, yo, there's no fucking cougars in Canada. But who checked all of Canada, though?
How do we know this?
Show me proof.
Facts.
And nigga, I seen this shit on Worldstar the other day. I'm not lying about this.
Bro, I was on Worldstar.
I was on Worldstar the other day. And this nigga, he snapped a cougar's neck.
He's on World Star. Fucking yeah. Fuck.
No, he like survived because he was taking a walk, and then this cougar got at him, and he was trying to like murk him, right? And then he said, "Yo, it's life or death. I gotta do something." So he was like tussling with it on the ground, and he managed to get like just the upper hand on him, and he like cracked his neck, and then fucking boom, this nigga's like a fucking cougar killer, bro. Look it up. I swear to God.
Is that the dude? No, that's the dude that got attacked by the mountain lion.
That's what I'm talking about.
The same, it's the same blood?
It's a white guy. A lot of things. Like,
honestly, all the stories of people getting attacked by fucking cougars and shit is from white people. Bro. Yeah. So I don't know which. You know how that shit never starts off?
What?
Man, I was in the woods, right? Man, I was just doing some crazy. Now I was just hunting, right?
Bro, the day
man,
we
me and my
get
slime
like,
were just hunting deal, right?
The day we get like a real hood nigga to talk about his experience about fighting the bear. So look, I'm just up there chilling, and I see the thing come behind me. I'm like, what?
We was searching for squirrel hide, right? And then a fucking bear.
So I see this big ass bear cave. And I'm like, let me go check inside of it. Maybe it's not home.
So then I walk closer to it, right?
So now the bear is growling. But I'm like, let me make sure this is a bear.
How I know it's not a bear, though? So I walked into his mouth.
So that's when I just went close to his mouth.
Oh, shit, it's the bear.
At that point, when it took off my arm, I'm like, yeah, it's a bear. It's a bear.
Oh, yeah. Well,
how'd you lose your leg? So I was shark diving.
Shark diving? What the fuck? That's an activity?
Yes. Yeah, deep sea shark diving with sharks.
Swimming with sharks?
Mm-hmm.
They don't dive, though. They go in a cage.
They dip you in a fucking... It's like a shark dip.
Listen,
they
fucking
dip you in a cup.
All right, man. Fuck, man.
I'm sorry you got to listen to this, man. It's a lot of lies.
A fucking shark dive. All right.
If that's what they say. They make it sound more exciting. Like, so that you dive. Buy it and it's working on you. No. What?
Why are you listening to me?
Huh? They're literally dipping you. It's not you're not diving.
You're not diving.
You fucking stand
in a
box.
You're getting in. Okay, but I'm in a cage. If I wanted to, I can do one of these. Like a full fucking stroke.
So you didn't dive, now I'm swimming. But you didn't dive,
I'm diving with the cage.
You're dipping and floating.
It sounds more fucking badass if I do it, bro. Even if I'm protected, I swim with
shark.
That's
how I make you spend your money. Like, if I was there and I'd get down and I'm like, oh, fuck, I just stand here?
Do you want to know what dive means?
No.
You have to be upside down.
To plunge headfirst into water.
That's what I'm saying. I'll do a handstand before they drop the cage in. Now I just die. Right,
and that's a shot dive.
That's what you call a shot dive.
And that was my vacation.
Anyways.
Fuck, I was just about to say some shit, man.
I want to go air jumping off a plane.
Oh, shit. Nah.
That went over your head.
Yo, would you do that shit for real, though? Like,
yo, I want to, but
I would
like,
too. I would do it.
Yo, I
would
definitely
I know you would.
Not. You would it?
I would definitely not.
I would do it.
Just jump out of a fucking airplane?
Yeah.
Bro, if I like die and get to heaven, and you'd be like, yo, what happened? Oh, yeah, I dropped out of a fucking airplane.
It's trying to live my life.
I can't. Man, shout out to our fucking guests, man, for all you do res in the house.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening, man?
You
what's
ain't saying a word
man?
All day. What's
good?
Let them speak. Let them speak. Go ahead. What's up, man?
Oh,
that's all it
that's
is.
All
show,
it is.
Show.
That's all it is.
Show.
That's all it is.
Yes, ma'am.
Shout out to the 4YE Durez, man. Supporting your waves, man, if you let them. Only if you let them.
Yo,
man.
We got some new shit coming out too, man. Beyond Durex.
Yo, it's crazy.
Y'all thought, just when y'all thought we'll stop it at Durex?
Come on, man.
We're making other shit. We're
Come
making
on, man.
More shit. And it's not. It's not like YouTube merch.
Yeah. It's not like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should I talk to him? It's not
talk
like.
To him.
It's not like, oh, I got a little quote. I'm going to throw it on a shirt.
Ooh.
It's not like that.
Nigga, should do that. We pull him over.
We should pull him right
over.
So,
let me see. That's your merch?
Yo, hey, yo,
that's
hand
your
me.
Merch?
I should revoke your fucking YouTube access.
Fucking explode your shirt.
I'm not a cop, but fuck. I may have to put you in jail.
I'm going to wrap a fucking barrel of TNT in your t-shirts.
And explode your fucking merch, man. Lord, let me tell you something, man. You fucking garbage, stupid cuckoo heads.
Cuckoo heads.
Stop selling fucking cheap whack bullshit to the kids, man. I'll fucking slap your mouth off. Swear to God.
Yo,
put some
people,
fucking
yo,
energy into your shit.
People fucking hit me up, man. Like, yo, why don't y'all just put that word on the shirt? And be,
nah, nigga.
It's not about just, that. Yo,
I know they say it's no stupid ideas, but that's a stupid fucking idea. There is. That's the only stupid idea. Oh, yeah, so we got some good shit coming up soon.
Good shit.
All right, that's it. Not yet, though.
It'll be up soon.
Upstairs. Go get the
durags. Yeah, go get yourself some durags,
man. Yeah, but new shit coming out.
Summer coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for summer. You got to get right right now.
Get right right now,
wait till summer comes to get right. Get right right now.
Yeah, tell these niggas shows, man.
They grew a ponytail on them.
Man, jeez. Today I said you growing a ponytail?
Maybe. I've been thinking. I'm joking.
Yo, I see a couple comments in the comments about my hair. Like,
they're getting at you.
Yo, I'm doing what I want, bitch.
Yeah.
Suck my dick.
Yeah.
That's all it is, man.
Don't make me go to the comments, man, because y'all niggas be getting me mad, man.
Upload
y'all
your niggas hair.
Get, yeah. Let me see what your hair look like.
What she looking like?
With your dust ass.
But yeah. Y'all staying at home with a crusty line on.
I bet I got chip crowns in there.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah, while you watching man. This.
You just ate a chip out your head.
Look. Nah, that's cool. If you want to talk shit about my hair, I don't care. I'm doing what I want. Whatever.
Yo, this guy, Deadass B, he be leaving mad comments under the videos, and it's always like funny shit.
I think I know what you're talking about. He's always at the top,
he's
right?
always first.
Yeah.
So shout out to that guy.
I think he's from the future because he's always first.
Yeah.
Always.
Even before I upload, just there. Oh, fuck.
He just got the notification bell.
Yo, shout out notification gang, man.
You don't do that.
Turn on the little bell.
You too could be first.
How many steps you got to do these days to get fucking updates? Damn.
Yeah, I think it's just like two.
Okay, subscribe and then click the bell. And then I think it's just two. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah
that's probably
it. It could all be so easy, man.
That's all it is, man.
And you know what else it all it is?
What is all it is else?
All it is that Obama's a cool motherfucker.
Yo, facts.
Man, shout out Obama,
how you
man.
Pull up to a Duke game in a bomber jacket clean. And embroidered 44 on your sleeve, and everyone's like, "Oh, did Obama hoop subtly. Or something?"
Yo, he's the coldest president, bro.
Yes, he hoops, but that's not his number. He's the 44th president, man.
Bozo.
I just found out this morning, so now I'm gonna flex that fact on y'all.
Oh, jeez.
Yo, if you was on the court, you and Obama one-on-one.
Man.
Ooh, yeah.
Man.
He's doing that.
If he's in the Monarchs, the Air Monarchs.
Yeah. I'm dropping zero.
Yeah, he might go crazy.
I'm dropping zero. He's getting all steals, man.
Good answer.
But if I'm in the Monarchs, man, I may drop 50 of them. Yo, the thing is, Shells asked me today to ball at this new gym. Faitana, put your head down because I already seen you in ball and this shit.
Excited.
I ain't gonna see you anymore. Jim? Tell you that much. Anyways, Shells told me about this new public run and I'm like, I don't really like going to them because a lot of times when I run into people that know me, the first thing to do that comes to mind is just
try to dunk on me,
try to sauce me. And like, I get it.
Yo, he was venting to me today, man. He's bothered by that, guys.
This shit is like, yo, take this it shit easy. Hurts me, bro. I didn't even stretch and niggas just showing me that they can dunk and shit. I'm like, okay, I'm not playing on that nigga team, bro. Like, I'll go on the next court. A lot of times, man, I'm just there. I'm just trying to play. I'm just trying to get a good run in.
No exercise.
Yeah, man, but I realize I talk too much shit. So when niggas really see me on the court, they want to do something to me. But it's like, yo, end of the day, I'm nice, nigga. Y'all ain't doing nothing.
You ever been dunked on?
No, it's not happening, man. I got bunnies, boy. Other day, I posted something on my story, dunking, showing you niggas. It's not happening.
You thought it was edits?
Niggas thought it was edits. Niggas thought the rim was lowered. I'm like, yo, stop. Yo, be appropriate, boy. Like, approach me nice.
So...
Mm-hmm.
So the rim, it wasn't lowered?
No, 10 feet.
That was 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. 10 of them.
Yeah. It's like when I'm up there, I'm like, yo, I'm so fucking high right now. I should just dunk it.
What am I doing when I get home?
Yeah, like,
you still got that video?
Yeah.
We can put it on the screen real quick?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, show me real quick, man.
What y'all think?
You want, you seen the video, Jay? You seen the video?
I wasn't paying attention to the height of the rim.
Nah, yeah.
I was.
All right.
Oh, you were? You're a little low?
Look at this.
Did it actually look low?
Bah, nigga. Look at that. It'll restart. Don't worry. Look at that. 1, 2.
That's pretty high.
That's pretty fucking high.
That's not 10.
Show Faitana.
That's 8.
We can go right now.
That's 8, bro.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I love you, my nigga. That's eight, bro.
That's not eight. That's eight, though, Sheldon, bro. Respect me. I would have to jump a lot lower than 10, that. It's not
10, bro.
I could, bro, Sheldon.
It's not 10. It's not 10, bro.
I heard these guys haters, bro. First off, the phone was up higher because it was resting on the gym mat and it was leaning this way. So the angle of the phone is shooting up. You feel me? It's not going to look like, it may look like eight because it's taking away the two.
Sounds like too much science.
No! Yo,
too much science. It was seven.
I'll tell you what. I bet you won't stand under the rim when I'm coming at you full-fledged 100 miles an hour.
Ooh.
I bet you won't.
Don't do that to me.
I bet you won't.
How high is the night? How high is the net? Six?
Huh?
Six?
It'll be 10.
10?
But it'll look like there's 20 of me.
Yo, let me tell y'all something, man.
I'm going to jump like a holographic dunking card.
Javon, he's got a lot of things, man. He's got a lot of things. I'm going to leave it like that.
And yeah. Basketball's one of them. I just came back from Blue Horse Mountain or some shit like that. And let me tell you something.
Shout out Blue Horses, man. I mean, snowboard.
Horseshoe Resort.
Dog.
Horseshoe Resort.
Huh?
Horseshoe Resort.
Horseshoe Blue Mountain Resort.
Yeah,
I was
man.
There snowboarding, man. I was up there. I was like,
dude, that shit was fun, man.
Dog.
Got to do something new,
but
man.
Was yeah. it, though? Because my fucking...
My ass hurts right
my
now.
My body still hurts.
My spine hurts. My arm hurts, bro. My neck hurts.
I'm with you guys.
Yeah, crack. I'm with every you movement, guys. I've been cracking. I've been cracking since the weekend.
It's fucking bullshit.
But, like, I would do it again.
Yo, the thing is...
I would do it again.
I don't think I would.
I don't think I would.
Yo, man. If there's, like, a flatter hill...
Yeah, no.
Skiing,
because yo,
skiing?
You underestimate. I'd probably ski.
Nah, skiing looks split. Yeah, skiing looks split. My legs.
Yeah. Skiing
looks split. Yeah, fucking splits all the way down.
I crack like a crab leg. I swear to God.
You know what I'm worried about? When I thought about skiing, like when I'm falling, like what are the fucking things doing when
yeah,
I fall?
I'm gonna stab myself.
Like okay. Throwing those.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Really? I'll be like,
I'm throwing those. Like, yo, throwing them off like this, bro. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
It's in my neck.
Oh.
Yo, how you guys?
All right,
nah, honestly, snowboarding was crazy. You guys run into those asshole ass kids, little asshole kids.
Just good as shit.
These fucking kids. Fuck these kids. Like Michael Jordan said, fuck them kids, you heard?
Fuck them kids.
Yo, I didn't know you actually said that, by the way.
I fucking fell. These motherfucking kids are like, oh my God, yo, are you sponsored? You bitch ass kids.
They said that shit
to me, bro. I was fucking tight.
Are
that's
you
fucking
ass,
tight,
that's
bro?
Wow.
Yo, that's fucking hilarious.
Are you sponsored, bro? And I'm like,
yo, that's so funny.
I couldn't say nothing, bro.
I wouldn't know what to say. I'll dig a hole into the fucking snow. Go away.
I fucking act like I don't hear him. I just stay laying down.
I'll say, yo, I'm deaf. You're a fucking asshole, whatever you said.
Fuck that. That's crazy,
that
man.
Shit hurt, bro.
This is fucking mean.
Cause I was really
bro.
Out there trying, bro. Like, I was really like trying my
yo,
hardest.
Yo, it's hard.
Bro.
Yo, snowboard. Yo, don't. Yo, I thought it was just easy. I thought it was all a good time. So much so that we our first initial thing we did when we got our snowboards, nobody trained us, was head towards the fucking the tallest mountain.
Oh my God. I'm so glad I caught that because I'm like, bro.
Good catch.
Please.
Niggas were like, died.
Everyone was going on to the lift. And I'm like, why are we the only ones trying to figure out like how to put on our snowboards and shit? Like,
nigga, I was on my fucking knees and my hands and knees trying to unbuckle the fucking snowboard to get my foot in.
Nigga, I was on Google, bro. Yeah.
Niggas were assisting Google. Each other and shit. Moshe's like, yo, Ryan, how does this, did you just, is it this clip?
What's dog, I was on my fucking hands and knees, bro.
Moshe didn't even have his boots on. He was trying to put his normal kicks in there. I'm like, bro, this is... I'm like, hold on. I just... Something told me, Trevon, look around and just... Are you in the right place?
Hold on. First off, Blue Horse. Put more instructors.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, facts.
Yeah.
Because nobody told me anything.
Bro, I...
Matter of fact...
Go ahead. You go. All right.
No, we all go at the same time.
Right, one, two, three. But Blue Horse, we was there, and I'm going up this little lift thing, and I'm like, yo, so when I'm snowboarding, do I just, you know, put my... Because I'm right-handed, so I'm like, yo, do I put my dominant foot right? Because if I were to kick a soccer ball, I'm kicking with my right hand. Like, do I just put that to the back?
Or? Hold up.
It's like whatever. It's up to you if you want to, yeah, I don't know.
You
whatever.
Said you're kicking a soccer ball with your right hand?
Yeah, I do that too.
Okay, for sure.
You kick hard as fuck.
Slap the fuck out of that soccer ball.
Yeah, just, I don't know, just if you want to, like, whatever when, feels when right. You're going down, if you just... I didn't even work here.
Yeah, like, honestly, yeah, I'm covering for my boy.
Like, nah, bro. One dude flat out told me no. I asked him, like, yo, can you teach me how to stop? He said no.
What are you there for then?
I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to respond
to that.
What
are you there for?
Bro, I'm like,
what job did you apply for?
How do I put on my helmet, miss?
You just put it on your head.
What did you apply for?
Throw the whole thing away.
What was the job description? Just fucking,
it's crazy,
just stand
bro.
There.
I was like, loading me, bro.
Like you're at that job interview. All right, how you put on the helmet?
Just put it on your head.
You fucking got it. That's it.
Thank you,
man. But shout out to trying new things.
Yeah,
man.
So we're still eager. We're like, all right, cool, whatever. We figured it out. Made it to the top of the hill. Yeah. Well, okay. Tron's like, yo, we should go to like the flatter side, like the baby side,
the bunny hill.
The bunny hill. It's for babies and shit.
Yeah.
Dog, if a baby did what I did, he'd be dead right now. I swear to God. First, like, yo, because y'all went up there. I'm like, yo, okay, snow's on the ground. If I fall, I'm falling in fucking snow. It's going to be soft and shit. Dog, the first time I fell on my back, it legit felt like I was a miniature and someone hit me with a pizza box.
Yeah. Nah, I felt, shit, man.
Nah, the fourth time I wasn't even
smiling.
I was on my back. And I was just looking up at the sky.
Yeah.
The snowflakes
just
checking them out.
For like 10 seconds, bro.
Bro, it'd be on some shit like, why?
Just like really wondering, why am I doing this?
Like, what? Yo,
why am I here?
Hurt. Bro, niggas was hurt. Niggas was really wondering like, what is Trevon doing right now? And I'm on the floor like,
Bro, I was winded on the floor.
There's one time I felt like, yo, I was kind of getting the hang. This is the scary thing about it. I was falling and I had no fucking close enough to hang of this shit. Like, I was so far from getting the hang of this. So when I got the hang of the shit and I was going fast, I'm like, oh shit.
Yo,
I'm
scary, bro.
Yo, but now I'm gonna fall fucking harder, bro. Like
yo, the better you do is the scary, I guess, because the faster you're going.
Like, you're smiling, like, you kind of want to fall every second.
Like, it's like, I'm not going fast.
You're like, yo, that kid passed me fucking. Like, yo, you see a kid on the ground. I'm like, yo, I got to fall too, smiling, bro. This that's one kid's my fault. This one kid's dad didn't know how to stop, and he fucking went straight into the parking lot. And they got a little bump before the parking lot, so he did he knew what he was doing.
The blood
though,
just went straight to his whip. Just jumped in the seat. Like, just,
bro, I just thought I was gonna hit the parking lot. Like, that's how I felt. Cause
dog,
he didn't tell me how to stop. He said no. So I'm like, bro, I'm about to go down this hill.
Nah, that's
and mean, I'm not. I'm not gonna stop, bro.
Yo, I was purposely falling just so it didn't hurt
at
as
the
much.
End. At the end.
Towards the end, yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Cause yo, if it was me, like, the only reason I kept going up was cause like, oh, my friends were there. Doing I don't want to let Mans down. If facts. It was me by myself there, watch me. You'll literally watch me go up the hill, fall and walk home. Walk to my car. Cause on the first, I couldn't believe how fucking much that hurt,
bro. I felt so helpless, yo. My girl went down before me, right, and she fucking fell. She fell like bad, and like I fell like right before she fell, but she was more down the hill,
yeah.
And like I felt so helpless because I wanted to go to her, but I couldn't move, bro.
Yo,
like,
it's so hard to control that shit, bro. When you fall on a snowboard, it's so fucking bad because like it whips you backwards,
trust
and then like
me.
Because you're backwards and on a fucking snowboard, you fall.
Yep.
Back and smash your head.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure my spine is broken.
I remember your girl was so just over the
shit. She was pissed.
She was so over it because like she fell and I'm like, oh, hey, Azar, are you good? And then she's just like, yeah, I'm good. She's laying down. I even look at me. I'm like, you want help up? No, I'm good. I'm good. And then right there, I just said,
yeah,
catch you later. Yeah. Catch you later, bro.
Honestly, like, Thank God Trevon dropped his phone, because that was our way out, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
That was our way out still.
I noticed the dip in the mood. So I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here.
The thing was, I wasn't that mad, but I'm like, yo, I'm going to really sell this shit so we can get the fuck out. So I'm just like, all right, 3, 2, 1. Yo, what the frick?
His mood was just down. Guys, my cell phone's down.
I don't think anybody was like, yo, we should probably get out of here now. Yeah. Everyone just knew we were leaving.
I was just mad.
I took my snowboard off. Yeah,
I took my shit off.
Everyone came out their snowboards to help me look for my phone. The niggas was going back home.
Niggas had to find my iPhone app.
Yeah, niggas was going back to the warmth. I'm like, guys, I lost my phone this way, but no one gave a shit. I found my phone. I just went on the Lyft thing, and fucking Ryan was there with us.
Mm. Shout out to Ryan, because he killed it.
Yeah, Ryan was killing this shit. This nigga's just...
He's so athletic.
The fucking older brother syndrome shit came out. I'm like, this is why I hated this nigga when I was growing up. Bro, he's just good at everything, bro. I'm like,
skateboard, basketball, fucking baseball. Yeah. Had abs since we're kids.
Fucking ridiculous.
Older brother,
bro.
Classic older brother shit, man. Still.
Yeah,
life
he's, is good. He's sick. Yeah,
you gotta figure it out.
He'll never fucking lose that shit. Anyways,
we kind of asked him for advice. He's like, bro, like,
you just go.
Like,
I'm like, fuck.
I don't even know if I'm doing it right, yo. I'm just doing what he told me to do, yo. I'm like, okay, all right, man.
This works shit's for me. Mad frustrating.
Yeah, nah, he was fired though. He's killing it, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta sneeze right in between my. I love sneezing, man.
Let that thing
it's
go.
Just I can't though. It's just stuck.
Oh
yeah, I'll cover for you. I was talking about having kids the other day, and I just want to have kids.
That's
like when
I was thinking about that today. That's crazy.
That's how you know niggas got hair on their chest.
I don't.
Oh shit, never. That's how you know you're 24, 25.
So, I am.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's how you know the beard hair is growing.
I don't have any.
I don't have.
Yeah, that's not me.
This is one.
No, but I want to have kids like around the same time as my guys having kids, because it's like, yo, I don't want my kids to be too far off. And like my kids have to chill with your guys' kids and shit. Like, it has to be like that. That's how it's going.
Because
down.
You're gonna have your parenting group. Like, your kids are gonna have friends. You got to be friends with your parents. Yeah. Your kids, friends, parents.
Yeah. So your kids can all be friends.
Yeah. So my shit got to match up. So I was telling him, like, yo, when you're planning on doing that, just send a group text.
No, 100.
And then we'll all do it at the same time. Yo, legit. If any of y'all niggas,
yo,
have
none
kids
of y'all niggas
me,
do that.
Yo,
exact same time. Yo, same fucking birthday. See,
telling
you. Nigga, we just don't want
so
party.
Just do
that's
one
fire,
trip.
Nigga.
One party,
wow.
One
oh,
trip,
shit.
One gift. Yeah, all y'all niggas split that shit.
Yo, and I'm saying too, like, yo, my kids,
that's fire.
They have to fucking like, they have to like their cousins. They have to like your kids. No matter
what. No.
Julian's kids, you have to fucking like those kids.
If Julian's kids don't like my kids, I'm fucking fighting Julian.
I'm fighting his kids, nigga.
Or, yeah, fuck. I'll watch his kids,
I'm fighting his kids.
I'll be like, all right, yo, leave your kids at my crib. All right. You guys are like, all right.
Of course, y'all arguing?
Oh. I'll fucking babysit Julian's kids and like fucking take away their Game Boys and shit.
Give me fucking phone.
You said my kids too, boss?
I kick all this shit.
Yeah, I'll fucking step on their shoes on my way out and shit, kick over their shoes. Fuck this
my
nigga.
Kobe's.
Fuck your Kobe's. Tell him some embarrassing shit about Julian. Yeah, Julian shot his pants.
You know your dad.
Shot his pants.
You knew your dad ain't that cool, right?
You knew I knew your dad since high school, right?
He did some crazy things, man. He's a questionable nigga right now.
One time I benched more than your dad.
Yeah.
There was a time. Don't admit it, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah, but nah, shout out to niggas' kids who's friends with their kids.
shout out to that shit.
I just want my kids to have friends, man. So if you got kids with friends that's friends with your kids' friends, then
nah,
shout
you
out
need
to
that.
Like, yo, on me. Yo, you can marry who you want, but I'm choosing your fucking friends.
Yeah.
That's
how my religion
trade,
is, bro.
It's a fair trade, bro.
I'm choosing your friends, slimes, bro. Man.
Because you see, like, some niggas who I was friends with, like, it used to be in my friend group, and then they drift off to another group, they become like the other group, and just like come back. Like, if they start chilling with dickheads, they come back being a dickhead.
Dickhead, yeah, trust me, your friends are, it's mad important, bro.
Did you have that moment where you're like, you looked at your friend, like your old friend, and just like see him change? Just like,
yup,
wow,
yeah.
You're a fucking waste, you're a bean,
yeah,
and they don't see it.
Sheldon,
man.
This is getting a little personal. You okay? We
okay.
Cut,
I'm all right.
I had that moment, and It was
as a kid, it's sad.
It's sad, but like, I don't really give a fuck. Like,
I feel
really,
that, man.
I can't really give a fuck.
Voice is
like,
cracked.
I didn't even hear it. You're lucky.
I didn't hear that shit.
You're
but
so
nah,
lucky. You baited yourself up.
Yeah. I'd be chilling, man. I don't really be giving a fuck. I'd just be there. But it's weird. I don't know.
You ever
gotten
in a fight?
It's weird. I've never been in a fight.
I never.
Well, yeah, but like,
I choked this nigga out once a couple times.
Yeah.
had to take matters in my own hands.
I mean, yeah, I fought my brother a couple times.
Yeah.
When did fuck you all right?
Yo,
yeah,
right?
My brother, every time.
Yo, don't fight your older brother because I'll fuck you up.
Every time.
I scrap my older brother still.
But, like, the thing is, though, I fuck with myself, though, because, like, I never back down, though. Like, nigga, whatever you're throwing at me, I'm taking that shit until, like, I'll motherfuckers fucking, break that up. Like,
until you die.
Straight. Like, I'll nah, my brother fucked me up so many times, and I've. Took that shit, bro.
I'm type of nigga scream and try to turn Super Saiyan, bro. Like,
nah,
I don't give a
all
fuck.
That.
Yeah, I guarantee scream, that shit works.
Like, I'm trying to go crazy, though. But yeah, my brother, yeah. Shout out to my brother.
I'll start drooling just to make sure a nigga's scared of me.
Honestly, Julian, you said Julian, right? Yeah. You say Julian?
I said, what?
What'd you say?
Ryan? Drooling.
Oh, drooling. I said Julian.
What about
Julian? Because Julian's fucking scared. Can get scary looking, bro. Like when he's cheesed.
When was Julian cheesed?
I've never seen him play ball at one time.
Oh, yeah. He began tight.
Yeah, he began tight. Bro. And I was like.
He screamed at you?
No, not at me. It was another nigga. But I was like, okay, it's about to go down. Like I thought it was about to happen.
When Julian's ears get red, you gotta watch out.
His whole face got red.
This me when Julian's ears get red. To whoever we face it. All right, guys, it's about to go down. Let's get ready. I don't know, man. In high school, middle school, like, I was way too, like, not to say understandable, but I just didn't give a fuck. Like, when niggas was mad or niggas had problems with me, like, I just laughed about this shit. Like, I didn't really give a fuck. Like, niggas came from other schools wanting to fight me.
What's your sign?
And I said,
huh? What's your sign?
Real nigga. March 18th.
Pisces.
But yeah, like, I don't know, man. Just that, unless we really had a problem, and it's like, all right, we really got to get it cracking. But end of the day, like, I got to go home. I got to eat dinner in front of my family. Shit, I'm not trying to explain no story, nigga. I'm chilling, man.
What do you mean, like, if you're like fucking up and shit?
Yeah, like if I bruise easy.
Oh, okay.
So you know,
oh, like, if you got snuffed.
You ever been like cheese to the point you were like about to fight somebody and then something happened? Like, I don't know, they left or something.
Nah, I felt adrenaline.
I felt adrenaline, foe. But, like,
Remember that one time we was in L.A., them pussy-ass niggas. Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
What happened?
You was there.
What happened?
In L.A.?
Yeah, remember where after the party that one time? With Justin shit?
Oh, yeah, don't pussy-ass nigga try to pull up my nigga.
Sorry, he just needed a moment to remember.
It's
a memorable moment.
It was bad. Nah, we was just chilling, having a good time, man. And niggas just came on that fort shit. You know what I mean? Just trying
to be like that.
Trying to be stupid, bro. And I'm like, yo, like, why your niggas playing, bro? We're having a good time. We're not bothering anyone. Niggas were just mad. We was just like, we had that.
He was
that
drunk as shit. Like, I was jumping. Drunk as shit. Bro, if you can't behave when you're drunk, don't fucking drink.
Yeah, bro.
And like, be outside.
That's it.
I was not everybody should drink.
It was funny because I was so mad at the point. Like I realized, I'm like, oh shit, these guys are actually scared of me. Let me keep this going. Because I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like,
wait, you guys are
scared of me? All right, shit. Yeah, motherfucker. But yeah, no, like, I don't know. I don't know, man. Niggas just be weird. That was like the only time, but it happened so fast. I'm like, oh shit, like, I forgot I was
mad. We had that nigga empty in his pockets. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he was actually empty in his pockets. Yeah, it was actually funny. That's why I said, because I'm like, yo, empty your pockets, bro. I just got like super Toronto and I'm like,
I gotta know what the fuck.
Because yo, one of my man's, the phone got snatched for some stupid reason.
Oh,
and then like, okay, took okay. him through it or did some doing some
like
dumb
he came
shit.
Up to him saying, like, yo, let me get a picture. And then like, he slaps his phone down. Then like, he's just like, yo, what the fuck? And I just like turned and I see like mad niggas around him. So I run and shit. Then like, I'm trying to get the story, but then niggas is trying to run away. So I'm like blocking niggas from running and shit. So now I like cornered this guy up against like the car. And then like, me and Jermaine, like, yo, empty your pockets. And like, because yo, look,
I thought you were stealing the shit. I'm like, yo,
yeah.
My niggas.
Yeah.
My
nigga
phone. I didn't even know. It wasn't even me, nigga.
Literally, shit happened so fast. I was like, oh shit. Like, why is this guy? Like, it went from me chilling and me saying bye to people to me like pressing this nigga saying, yo, like, take out everything right now. Like,
that's how it goes sometimes.
I was like, oh shit, he did it.
Yeah. I was like, damn, I can get away with this.
Trust me, honestly, I feel like a lot of niggas is pussy, so.
Shout out to that.
That's real, bro. Fast. Yo, I man. Sheldon check. It's official. A lot of these niggas is pussy, man.
You know what I discovered in my research, man? A lot of these niggas pussy.
Yo, it's funny because, like, bro, if you go back to fucking Einstein, this nigga saying, yeah, man, you know what I found out in my life? I found out light. You know, there's light. You know, I can light places, like light dark spots, and then fast forward to Sheldon's time. Fast forward to Sheldon's time. Man, I found out a lot of these niggas pussy, right? And that's just what it is, man.
It'd be true.
Yo, I remember this video.
this guy was for some reason wild and like, yo, that's my sister. You don't touch my sister. Don't touch me. Nigga slapped the shit out of him and said, folk. And he started like grabbing his body like, yo, like he wanted to do something, but son was just like, yo, he was just two different weight classes, bro. And it was like, this does not make sense, young brother. Man.
Bro, that's the thing though. Like, niggas get like, sometimes when you're with your girl and shit, like you be put in that situation where you gotta hype up and you know, like, fuck, like this nigga big, but like,
but
yeah, you know, it's like that. You ever see that, like, that question, like, yo, like this nigga comes up and like touches your girl, like, what would you do? Like, it's like that. That he was in that situation. Like, yo, it's my sister.
I'm
like,
always gonna say something.
There's a hype up. There's like a threshold of like, my girl has to understand. Like,
let's just get home. That's what's important.
Anything above 100 pounds heavier than me. You mean like 50 pounds heavier than
50 even pounds?
Like
20, is
even like 10
it.
Pounds heavier than me.
50 pounds is pushing.
It's like, babe, like, you know, it's the better choice.
Yeah. I'm gonna look at Maria and be like,
you know, I love
you. Like, yo, we running or what? We running? You want me to swing on this nigga? You gotta give me a look and say, yo, swing on. I don't want to swing on niggas in her head. She's like, yo, we should have cut.
Yeah.
So I gotta look at her and be like,
what you want to do? Yeah, I feel that.
You want to take this shit? You want to take this shit elsewhere? Nah, I don't know, man. Like,
but like I said, a lot of niggas is pussy.
Mm.
So niggas, you got to remember that when you think a nigga, nigga pussy.
Mm-hmm. And niggas be acting up when they with their friends, just like when
I
see
some nigga turn pussy to me, I'm like, why you do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, look at me, nigga. I'm like a buck 30.
I'm no tough guy. I'm not going out there starting problems, but like, yo, end of the day, like, yo, fuck. If I'm with someone and they're like really disrespecting my girl in front of me, like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna be I can't be one to say like, let's walk away.
Yeah, nah, never.
I'm
gonna
definitely
say
something.
For sure.
And if we have to throw them paws, then we're gonna throw them paws.
For sure.
I'll have a cute moment with Maria where she patching me up and shit. Like, I saw it. I tried. But I thought,
there always has to be
like,
that part.
Like 50 Cent after you get shot.
Yeah. Man. But nice. I had this one thing I wanted to ask you guys before we got out of here. I'm not even how long it's been. How long? 46 minutes.
Oh, that's it? Oh, shit. What are you on? How long were fucking group chats? They stopped like,
I don't even know.
All right.
Since we're talking about kids. Yeah. Since we're talking about kids.
Yeah, I want to say something about that too, actually.
I had this thing written down right here. And I had this thing written down right here. Honestly, look, man, I'll get into that after. But watermelons is fucking crazy, man.
Shout out to watermelons, man.
Anyways, going back to my topic. The day I have kids and those motherfuckers stop listening to me, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Oh, y'all gonna beat y'all kids?
Can I say that? Yeah. Can I say that? The truth?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna beat my kids just because, like,
there's other ways.
Like,
man.
I got beat.
That's how I feel too.
And
bro,
like, I was all right, but it's a different time, you know. I feel like you can get through to your kids just depending on like your situation. I feel like a lot of the times, like us coming up, our parents were all coming here at that similar time and shit, and they're having kids and they're figuring it out. So it's like, I feel everyone kind of has a story to relate to. Like, Ryan doesn't beat his kids, and like them niggas is really nice. You know what I mean? It's a different time where they can get their discipline. Else, you can give them discipline in other ways. You know what I mean?
Agree,
so, like me, I'm just gonna be like, oh, you crying? You weren't eating, you know? Because I know,
I think that's bad too. I think that's worse.
No, they can go a day without some macaroni.
He said macaroni.
Nah, I just
give
like,
them all boring adult food.
Yeah.
Like, yo, y'all eating fucking
oatmeal.
That's just good.
That shit just carrots by itself. Just a whole bowl of carrots.
With the
nah,
ranch?
No ranch.
Shout out to Meech, man, because Meech really be eating celery like that. Celery and the ranch.
Really, like,
yeah.
Oh, with the ranch?
Yeah, with
that
the ranch.
That shit gets stuck in your teeth, bro. Like,
I'm fine with it. I'm fine
with
it.
No, ranch is really good, but I'm just saying, like, it should get stuck in your teeth and that shit.
Shout out celery, man.
Yeah.
And doing this thing.
Yeah. I was thinking to myself, but you don't eat chicken. Mm-hmm. I was watching all this pussy ass shit on YouTube. Talking about chicken nugget challenge, I'd fuck that up. I'm not a nigga for look. That's why I knew I wasn't a YouTuber because I see niggas eating 100 nuggets, acting like that's a lot,
bro. I've seen that shit.
All you challenge channels, y'all niggas scrape pussy, man. I swear to God.
Yo, not even some boastful shit, but legit. No. Like I saw a video and it said 200 nuggets. I'm like, bro, why does it say challenge beside?
Yeah, I swear to God, this literally. I saw the
that's
video.
Funny. I think it's a typo. Why does it say challenge?
I saw the video. I said, You see this dumb shit, Dre? Jay, you see this dumb shit? Why y'all niggas thinking that's a challenge?
Oh, my God.
That's a norm.
I went to this
this
stupid pizza place in Coney Island, and they had this fucking special up saying, oh, finish this pizza in one sitting and you'll get the shit for free. I'm like, nigga, are you guys going out of business?
Oh, y'all giving out free pizza?
Is this promotion day? Nigga, I'll fuck this up, bro. I'm not the one.
Bro, that's a normal size pizza. Was it big though? Was that too big?
Son, me and you would do that. We'll do that.
Like, but would you do it?
Though? I would do that.
Yeah.
Was it one person?
Do that. I think it was three. And I'm like, bro,
three people?
I only need one.
What?
I only need one.
I'm not sure.
Really?
Bro, y'all like getting my pizza?
This is the day I knew I was fucked up. I went to Miami with the gang, man.
Yes, man.
It was me, Jay, Julian, and the Shells. A just beautiful right time up. In our lives.
Mm. Yes, ma'am.
we went to McDonald's because we were hungry, just on some regular degular shit. And I swear to God, it looked like a YouTube challenge mukbang, nigga. I swear. And we was chilling. We was just niggas was pointing out this shit. I took out the 40 nuggets, my McChicken, my Junior Chicken, my fucking Big Extra.
I didn't even notice.
And niggas was watching fucking Game of Thrones or some shit.
I had two Junior Chickens,
bro. When I saw everything get unpacked, I'm like, yo, this is a lot of fucking food.
I was wondering why there are 9 bags and 3 guys in the car.
Bro, like,
why
makes
no sense, bro?
Why am I so full?
This doesn't make sense, bro. My dad screamed at us when we were fucking like 8 years old and said, guys, it's not a competition. Stop eating so much. This is embarrassing, bro. Like, I swear to God, if you guys like, I would do the challenges and shit. I would do the shit on here, but I don't want to waste my money. So if you guys want to send me, I'll put my PayPal. If y'all want to donate to the fucking podcast for me to eat 100 chicken nuggets, how much is 100 chicken nuggets?
$1,000.
Send that. it's Canadian prices.
It's J Richards 4IE at gmail.com. So
send that to him.
Yeah, $1,000 of chicken.
Nah, but I swear to God, bro. Any of these challenges, bro, they're just not challenges to me, bro.
Dog, my dad used to say, yo, it's not a competition. But it kind of was, though.
On the low?
Because if you got the last fucking fruit roll up, like, I wanted that, though. And it was the last one. I had my mindset to it.
Yeah.
As soon as I decided in my mind that, yo, I'm gonna fuck up that last little little Twinkie there, I had to do it. And it was a competition.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I don't think there's one day in my life where I can point out a time where I said, yo, I like, and I'm telling the server, oh yeah, you could take that. Oh, I'm stuffed. I could fuck that up. I'm probably just being nice, bro. Like, the only time, yo, I remember this. We used to have the sushi spot back in Brampton. It was an all-you-can-eat sushi spot. We would be in there for so long. Bro, we just had shit set up different. Like, the twins bring their PS4 there now, and they fucking play 2K. And these guys are okay with it because they just know us.
I'm going to get a picture. I need a picture for that.
I'm going to get a picture,
it's so
yeah.
fucking funny. Or a video.
Long story short, I ate so much this one time. Like, I dead threw up.
Bro, three times I just... Cause it was,
I don't all
you
know.
Can, yo, all you can eat sushi? Like, you said all I can eat?
I'm showing you, bro.
Oh, for real?
I'm showing
you. Bro, they lost money every time you showed up in that bitch. I saw fear in their eyes, nigga.
I saw
walk up in that bitch.
Walk up in the bitch. All the fucking chefs look up and they stop cutting, nigga. They just come out the kitchen and say, shit.
Bro, the moment they hear the little bell door and they see a big fucking shadow because I'm blocking the doorway.
Nigga. I enter that bitch like
y'all got table 3.
It's funny because every time I go to a fucking dumbass all you can eat and I'm like, oh, table for 3, and they give me a nigga, give me a table for 6. I'm 3 deep, but nigga, I'm finna eat like 10 like of me nickel. In here. I'm telling you.
This man is crazy.
Yo,
bro.
We just ate, man.
Bro, and they makes just kept no us, sense, bro. Wow.
Bro, they're like, we're giving them the order because they come in the room. You're like, oh, I want this, I want this, I want that. And they just write it down. And there's a bunch of times where they're like, you know, you have to finish it, right? I'm like, yeah.
Yo, there's times where I look up from my menu. What? Excuse me? Bro, there's, guys, I can't make this shit up. There's sometimes I'm giving them a list of what I want ordered, and the nigga starts walking out the room like, I have to grab his leg. Like, we ain't done.
Come back. They will hold back on the shit they gave because, like, there's too much food. So they're just trying to, like, slip shit away. And, like, oh, yo, we didn't get the fucking, bro, we eat for 8 people, and there's 3 of us, and we still say, yeah, there's some short ribs that that didn't show up. Nigga, my stomach was bleeding.
Nah, facts.
I ate so... That's
Yeah.
The most I've ever eaten my whole life.
Honestly, they're not lying either, bro.
Huh?
I want to put you up to the challenge.
Bro, it's not a challenge, bro.
It's like a normal.
It's
the chicken nugget.
No,
normal.
It's a waste your money challenge, and it's gonna see how much money you can waste on me. Yeah, exactly.
Nah, bro, fucking eat it.
Yo, I swear to God, I will sit here, give you my dips. I don't care. Bro.
You're not downing 100
nuggets. 100 nuggets, no dip. No sauce.
I know I'm not doing 100. I'm doing
100 nuggets.
200.
200 nuggets and 40 sauces.
Bro,
that's the only way.
I'll eat that like chips, bro. Like I'll forget I bodied 50 and then be like, oh shit, we have 50 more. Like if anything, like, oh yeah, because it's McDonald's and not Wendy's.
Nigga, I'll finish that shit and say, yo, was that 198?
Yeah, nah, I'll honestly body 198, but that's the size of point that
by accident, nigga.
I'm really doing this, man. I gotta start eating healthy though. Speaking of eating 100 chicken wings,
Speaking of 100 chicken wings,
because I really be shit, man.
Yo, how big was that fucking lobster?
Oh my god!
You saw the video of the girl eating the giant lobster?
No,
15 pounds, bro.
Sorry,
you didn't see it.
You had the video on you.
You sent it.
I got the video somewhere here. Let me get this.
And literally, you could probably search "girl lobster." It'll come up.
Search that right now.
Girl giant lobster. Dog.
Girl.
Giant lobster.
Giant lobster. Eat with girl fetish.
Oh, it's a black girl, right?
Yeah. Wait, that's too much,
bro.
This is not lobster. This is like
15 pound lobster.
Yeah, 15 pound.
That's a cat.
That's a cat, bro.
It's a fucking cat.
You found the video?
Yeah.
Swing that.
Oh, you have it. Oh shit! Sorry. I'll send it to you. But that's just
a 26 minute video. Oh, of course it is.
Too much. Yeah. Hell yeah. That gotta be.
Yo, I didn't notice how big it was until like she put her teeth in it. I'm like, oh shit! It's still way bigger than her head. I thought it was like the distance or some shit.
Really?
That is so wild, bro.
Yo, this is the thing with me. I don't give a fuck. Give me a 20-pound lobster, man. I swear to God, I'll body that shit. I feel like I can just do whatever if I'm bored. Because I just be wanting to eat. Like, I just finished eating, and I'm like, yo, shit, what are we going
to
eat?
Yo, that's the funnest thing to do. Like, my first thing to do is like, yo, I'm so bored.
Yeah.
You guys want to get something to eat?
Oh my God. Random fucking video. Shit. Fucking, I put on a video of someone giving birth. That shit is dirty.
Yeah, I always skip it.
No, I had to watch that shit. That shit is dirty, bro.
Is this like a GMO lobster or something?
Oh, yeah, fuck.
No, it's like she got it from Maine.
It's a man lobster. That's definitely a fucking nigga in a suit. Bro. A nigga in a lobster costume.
Yeah, it is too much.
Yo, it's so big. Look at the biceps. Oh, yo, shit. If you get caught in the claws,
oh, man.
You're getting amputated.
Yeah.
Whatever it has in its claws.
But yeah, shout out to girls for giving birth, because sorry, I was watching that shit and I'm yo.
Good looking. Oh yeah, good looking on that.
Yo, I don't know what I can't say what you guys are gonna be in the delivery
that's
room?
How I feel.
So what?
Yeah.
Y'all finna be in the delivery room?
Yeah.
Nah, I'll be picking up the Uber Eats. For my girl too. I get
I'm gonna be delivering Uber Eats.
I get her son.
Man, I don't know. You want the biscuit? Like, that shit is crazy, bro. Like,
it's next level, bro.
That is the
it's next level,
like
bro.
Another level, bro. That's like, I fuck,
bro.
You know those ones, yeah.
It's like, you know, like, man, I don't know what to say, bro.
Yeah, if I was a girl, I'd honestly say, nah, I'm not having kids.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's adopting.
So. Yeah, oh, I gotta do that shit. Oh no.
Guys
no,
are no, fucking no. shitheads, bro. We don't have to do that.
Dude, we should be chilling,
bro. I don't know. Fuck what I do, man. I'd just be like, yo, you deserve a break for life. Just chill, man.
I got this.
Stay home. Your
part. Yo, that shit 40 is years crazy, later. Bro.
Okay, time to clock back.
Clock back in on time.
Come on now.
Yo, we got guy struggles too. What's like the worst? Like, equivalent to, like, what's the worst thing a guy has to go through? Only a guy.
The worst thing a guy has to go through?
Man, we're about to get flamed, because it's not about to be nothing, bro.
It's not.
Okay, it's not about to be, it's not, okay, it's not equal, but I'm not comparing the best. Like, I say like, the worst. Nah, not comparing, but like the worst thing that I just don't like about being a guy is the nutsack wedgie.
Ooh, that shit
be
hurt.
It'll be a long day of walking and shit. Like, I said, you got to fucking...
That shit's
like,
bad,
when
bro.
I be at work and shit,
yeah,
just walking all day, bro, the nutsack wedgie
that
is annoying.
You,
you got to go in your pockets, and you got to fucking try to take it out. But it's hard, because people are watching you and shit. That's what I don't like about being the guy.
You might walk the wrong way and like pulls one of the hairs. I know that.
There's a level I was going for. There's a certain level of detail.
I'm over here not trying to say nothing. This nigga's talking about pulling hairs and shit. I think the worst thing you gotta deal with being with guys
is... That's what it is.
Oh, fuck.
I don't even know, bro. Honestly.
No, I think the worst thing is
yeah, men got it easy, man.
We got it easy, man. Nah.
We chilling.
We got to fucking shovel snow. that shit is not easy, bro.
Nah, shout out to shovel snow, man. Shout out my moms. Shout out my single moms out there shoveling snow, man. It's hard, bro.
Shout out to single moms, bro, shoveling snow.
And moms who aren't single shoveling snow. Shout out to anyone. Shout out to snow shoveler. Just in general.
That whole and update, we about to fucking die because it was snowing in Las Vegas. So shout out to death coming soon. Shit, nigga.
What's dude's name that did the Al Gore? Shout out to Al Gore because he tried to tell us, we didn't listen.
Was that the first time ever?
Who's Al Gore?
That's the dude that global warming. Like he did that whole global warming doc and la la la. I believe that's it. Let me make sure.
That nigga Trump said, "Nah, not happening."
Yo, Trump's a dickhead.
Yep. I Google global warming Al Gore. Oh. It said, I try my best, but Trump can't be educated on climate change. That's the first thing I saw.
Bro, he knows. He is doing some other shit. Yeah, I'm not worried about that. That's not
what
I'm saying.
Al Gore, man.
That shit is sad. In other news, let's check out this girl going down a mountain or a hill on a bike. Let's see how this goes.
It never goes good.
Holy fuck.
God. Wait, what?
Damn.
Yo, her neck is done. Her neck is finished.
I can't stop watching it. Nigga, there's no way she walked home after that.
Why would you do that, though? That's the thing. Why would you?
Fucked.
Like, there's certain things in life that you just look at and say, ooh, no. And just spin like, around on your bike.
What did it look like in your head? Just
what? Yeah,
killing it
in her head. She was gonna fucking kill this shit,
man. If all y'all listening, man, and y'all were trying to see what we seeing over here, you gotta come over to the YouTube channel, man. Yeah, check out what we doing, man. Never mind.
What? I see. So hold on, I forgot because I did see a stupid comment. What's that?
Nah, go ahead.
What you pointing at?
Nah, I'm about to say some other shit. Go ahead though.
Go.
You do what you was about to do.
So what I was about to do.
Yes, ma'am.
I seen this comment over here. Let me try and find it real quick. So he said, Trey's so good at ball. Yeah, that was a good one. Trey's the best baller. That was another good one. I seen Trey hoop the other day. He's so good at balling. That was another good one. Personally, I don't like how Trey hoops. Psych, he's a good hoop. Okay, that was a good one. I can't seem to find it. Trey should play for the Raptors.
I don't think any of those say that. I think like,
nah, it's because you don't see it because I got the screen protector on.
Is that right?
So, anyways, there's the comment. Can you guys put this on Spinrilla? I found that very hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
shout out. You can't do that, right?
Spinrilla, it's a mixtape app. So shout out to Spinrilla.
I mean, technically we could. It's not,
Yeah, if we upload through DatPiff.
Yeah.
Please put on that. Yo, DatPiff, my nigga. Back in the day, how long you been on DatPiff?
Wait, hold on. Why y'all took this podcast off Spotify? We did that.
You do that shit?
I ain't do that shit.
I didn't.
Hold on.
I might have did that shit still.
Hold on, let me see. Oh shit, it's gone. Did we just
No, what the fuck?
No, it's right there. It's there.
Wait, it's not loading.
It's right here.
Oh yeah, I see it.
I'm looking at it. Look, man. Stupid.
Check again.
Anyways, man, you seen the before we get out of here, I want to play the video when the shorty got head dropped.
Did you see that?
Which video?
Oh yeah, you did. You commented on it. Hold on.
This girl was like really drunk at a party. And her boy was trying to pick her up,
bro.
Bro, if I'm drunk, just leave me, bro. You don't have to be a superhero. Just leave.
Pick me up, please.
Shells,
I'm late. Pick me up.
Yeah, pick up Shells, bro.
Me up.
All right, starting now. So we can line it up.
Oh, my God.
Dog.
He's doing too much already.
He knows it, too, because there's one point he shakes his head.
It's like he doesn't even want to, bro.
There's one point he says, man, fuck.
Yo. Bro, just the couch looks
comfy.
Here
goes nothing. That little head shake, here goes nothing.
This nigga's shaking his head like, hey, I got this, y'all.
Dead.
Here's where
you should turn around and say,
or
her back is already out too much.
Or he does this on the regs. Just fucking pissed.
What?
And she's still out, bro.
Yo, like, honestly?
Yo, just leave me.
I think she was
me.
Fine. I think she was way safer just on the couch.
She looks a lot comfier on the couch.
You know, when you fall asleep downstairs and your dad picks you up, you're well awake, but you're just like, yo, bring me upstairs. Yeah, yeah. She was dealing with that. Like, she was awake. She knew what it was.
She's
like,
this is cute.
She's like, that's what it means. Yo. Take care of me to bed, yes.
Bro, if I'm waking up and my head is like that close to my knees because a man's trying to pick me up like that, I'm saying, yo, stop. Yo, you don't know what you're doing. Hey, yo, bro, what you're doing, bro. Like,
pause halfway. I've picked up heavy shit before. Bro. You put it on the floor in the halfway.
Yeah.
And then you pick it up again. And
this guy's nails are digging into her back because this guy's scraping the fucking hold this girl up, bro. Bro, her arm is dead. Oh my God, bro.
Like a sack of concrete, man. Yo, I said that shit. I was trying to picture, like, I was trying to do a little tweet, and I couldn't figure out what the fuck was a perfect word. But a sack of concrete mix was what did it for me.
Do you think that's what?
Yo, legit. Holy shit. I hope she's okay.
Dead ass. Like, when you're walking, you're almost there, but it's falling.
I lifted heavy shit.
No. This nigga picked her up like a bag of fucking... this nigga picked up like a bag of mulch.
Oh, fuck, nigga.
What the fuck?
Who just thinks of mulch?
Fucking red mulch, nigga.
Fuck.
That nigga picked up
like a
bag of mulch.
We're about to get a DNA test. Yeah, I'm your brother for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
It's all
sack of mulch.
Holy shit.
Oh, so terrible. Man. Yo, this guy earlier said silk boxers are the best. And I said, until you got to fucking carry a couch with your dad. Because, yo, that's the worst time to tell your parents, yo, you know that problem I have with my pants always falling? Yeah, it's doing that. You know that shit you hate? It's doing that now.
This is about to be the worst time.
I gotta put the whole fucking couch down.
Especially when they're behind you?
I gotta put the couch down because of my style.
Bro.
Bro, when I was a gangster, I was a gangster at the same time I was working with my dad a lot. So I'd be out working, my pants just falling and shit. The client's looking at my ass and shit.
Yeah.
Yo, that'd be tight.
But yo, it's like end of the day, like
I'm a gangster, bro. I'm a fucking gangster.
I'm sagging to the Micho, like end
that's
of
a
the
crazy
day.
Bulbasaur.
I was looking at Bulbasaur, and Blueface may get 3 years in jail. A negative way to end off the podcast, but we got to end it some way because I can be sitting up here talking forever, man.
Yeah, man. Any quick shout outs y'all want to give out, man?
I want y'all. I don't know the whole situation. I've been reading bits and pieces of it. But let me get this. I don't even know dude's name. Hold on, man. It's like something like this. Jesse Smollett. Nigga looking for attention, doing all that extra shit. He paid some dudes to beat him up and then try and claim some like hate shit.
Yeah, it was a hate crime and shit, right?
A hate crime, yeah. And like, this is just ridiculous, bro.
That's
it's crazy.
A sharp turn.
It took a sharp turn because it's sad. Like, yo, when you go on the internet, like, niggas really, really protect us. You
bro,
know
we
what
had
I mean?
Your
like,
back, dog.
We had your back and you fucking playing with us, man. And facts. It just goes to show you, like, bro, like, same thing I was telling you guys last time. Like, yo, you don't know what to believe, bro, because some shit goes up on the internet. We're all rocking with it. We're supporting it, but we don't know the full story. When meanwhile, this nigga's paying goofy niggas to do all this. Like,
allegedly, I guess.
Allegedly. Right now, allegedly, you a goofy, man. And he arrested 6ix9ine snitching. DeRozan's coming to Toronto.
Yo, I saw a post on some. The post was like, "Yo, would you hold it down for a bunch of guys who try to shoot you? What did they say? Smash your girl and fucking try to kill you?"
Oh, wait, 6.
Yeah,
6ix9ine.
Would you hold it down and do 47 years for those guys, or you out there? You finna snitch?
I plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
Cause me and nigga, this is gonna be me and that. Me, nigga. Listen. Picture my voice.
I don't get the joke yet,
dog. That nigga said, "Oh, 47 years." I'm fucking singing, nigga.
Oh,
almost 5 decades.
That nigga did it. I was there.
Bro. Damn. And
bro.
I might fucking die in that bitch. Know that there are lies.
Bad as you are. Stick around. And I just don't know why.
If I was your man. Shout out to Mario.
Man. Shout out to Mario from the 2000s, man.
Oh, my ribs.
Yo, I'm fucking snitching. Bro, you try to kill me?
Woo. That's correct, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm waiting for the day to see when 6ix9ine comes out because I don't know if this guy's gonna still be at like
bro,
all
protection.
These shows, bro.
Which I don't know what how that's possible.
But you know what? All he got to do really is probably go overseas.
And that's what I was thinking. Remove the tattoos, go overseas, and grow a mustache.
Not even remove the tattoos. Just go overseas, and you know you got the internet.
You got to change identities, right? With fucking witness protection.
Well, I mean, I don't think witness protection will help him because he got tattoos, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You can't just remove. They don't. It doesn't just even when you
that,
get.
Isn't that what witness protection is? Like, it's part of it, right?
You to change a degree, your identity. Yeah. But like, even if you were to remove your tattoos, it's gonna take a while. Like, it's not just like zap zap and they're gone. Like, you gotta do sessions of that shit. You gotta do like
get one big.
Yeah,
tattoo.
You do like one thing, and then it scabs and it peels and it heals, and you gotta do another session. It takes a while to
yo, honestly,
remove your tattoo. So,
any bad tattoo you have can be covered with a fucking dragon. Think about it.
Yeah.
I've had like a bad relationship. Got a big ass tattoo on my back. A big ass fire breathing dragon would do the trick, nigga.
Yeah, or
yo, yeah, dragons sure, always the go to.
Think dragons.
See, I'm thinking about covering up my tattoo of my dog. It hurts me. So I just got a fucking dragon. You ever see that show?
What the fucking bad tattoo? Oh, the bad tattoo.
The cover
up thing. Whatever.
Yo, they had some amazing transformations. It's a show where they try to cover all
yeah,
bad
cover
tattoos.
Yeah. Y'all see that show where they let They let one person choose another person's tattoo.
I was just about to say that. That was my next thing I was about to say. I was in Australia.
Jesus.
I was in Australia and I was watching like the Australia version.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so fucked. I didn't know. This is the first time I found out how Australians say tattoo.
Tattoo?
Ta-ay.
What?
She's like, yeah. They're doing a little intro for the start of the show. And like the girl's like, all right, like, so like, what's the worst tattoo that you ever got?
Yo, oh, wait, hold on, wait. Yo, this is this nigga. This is not
nigga,
me,
she
nigga.
Said tattoo. I swear to God.
Again,
either that
not
or,
me.
Did they say fucking tattoo or tattoo? And it blew me away. Like,
how do they say
gross,
I don't know,
bro?
Dynamite. Bro, I was like, I was at the fucking ferry. I was trying to get to Manly. I was in Sydney or whatever. I was trying to get to Manly. I'm like, oh, where do you buy the tickets for the ferry? At Dynamite. The only thing that I do now is that I think night. Oh, I'm tired of everyone telling me the dang night.
But they still want to help, but they just don't know anything.
Okay, so like, maybe.
Oh, you dang night? Why are you still thinking?
No, okay, I may know.
But no, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
What's the worst thing? I couldn't believe Man. It. I'm like, yo, you know, there's like, you didn't skip over one T because there's two of them side by side. Do you just see T-A-O?
I want to like spell what you just said, nigga, because I want to read it
yo,
like
imagine
you
imagine that. They're like legit like, what? T-A-T-T-O-O.
Oh, my
God. Tay.
This
nigga's tripping.
Fuck.
You don't spell it out
yo,
for me,
yo, I
man.
Couldn't believe it, man. Australia was fun.
Man,
it was a great time.
Shout out to all my Australians.
Holy fuck, bro.
I know y'all watching us, man. I love y'all.
Oh, listening, man.
Man,
let's go for the wrap up, man. All right, so boom. If you're listening right now, subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch the video component.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot of extra shit. You can fucking watch what we're talking about. That's pretty fun. And if you're watching right now, you could listen on the motherfucking iTunes podcast app. And you could drop 5 stars in a review. If you're not into podcasts, like, or if you're not familiar with podcasts are, because for the longest time I wasn't, it's fucking amazing when you're traveling. It's great when you're driving.
Facts.
If you're doing some work, you want to listen to some shit in the background, or you're painting or drawing or whatever you're doing, fucking awesome for that. The iTunes app like helps you, you come back where you fucking left off and shit like that. It keeps track of all that, downloads episodes for you, so it's really cool. We're also available on Spotify, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Yep. I'm looking in the title because somebody asked, got to support black businesses, you feel me? So if you're on Tidal,
Tidal's sick, man.
Say no more, I understand what it is. Shout out to, I had to shout out someone, but nah, I forgot. Whatever. Shout out to me then. You know what I mean?
That's all it
like
is,
that.
Man.
Yo, you got to shout yourself out sometimes.
You guys can head over to 4ye.ca if you want to check out these do-rags. We got a couple still up there. Like Jay was saying earlier, we got a lot of new shit on the way. A lot of new merch coming out that we just going to surprise y'all niggas with. And no
yeah,
hate
we're
to.
Gonna say
no
words.
Hate.
We're not even going to say merch.
Yeah.
It's like new threads.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? New something, new edition that you can
new
wear.
Garments.
That you
new
can
garments.
Actually
I
wear.
Like that word.
You heard?
Not that
you can actually
Gucci shit.
Yeah, man.
Better than that.
Fuck that, man.
And Burberry just did some disrespectful shit with a noose, man. Yo, fuck y'all,
I'm
man.
I'm on your head when I see you.
Y'all don't want us.
I guarantee they know.
They know. Y'all don't want us in your shit. Congratulations. You did it, man. Whatever.
They all my niggas, that got babies on the way, we need a new fucking baby shower.
I'm sorry. I'm still going to have to wear the Burberry fit to the to the gender reveal party. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's tradition.
Hey, us right, niggas, look, we know,
we
got
to start passing around the Burberry tees. We can't buy new ones, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's so
I'm sorry, but I'm still coming through in the Burberry.
They love Burberry at fucking baby showers. I don't know what it is.
Yo, the thing is, I promise you,
it always works.
When I have a kid.
With the light jeans, it's fucking black.
And a fade and your waves are busted, and I'm gonna put on glasses, and I'm gonna wear glasses. Oof. Yeah. Clear frames.
Yeah.
All gold right. grills to welcome my baby.
Nothing else though.
But that's it.
That's the only reason why I fuck with Burberry, because you got the hood covered for the fucking gender reveal parties, man. Other than that, head over to 4ye.ca if you want to get these new dudes right here. And a lot of new merch, man. A lot of shit, man.
Facts.
Let me tell you something, man. I got a quote of a day for my young yutters.
What's the quote of the day?
Actually, say your goodbyes first. Say goodbyes first.
Judge Tycho. Judge Tycho. Head over to the main channel. 4ye Comedy. Judge Tycho's going now. Y'all supporting it like crazy. Appreciate y'all, man.
Love y'all, man. And run. Oh yeah, the Canadian Academies, man. We're nominated for something. We just got passed to the second round, final 10. Jeez. So I'm gonna put the link in the description. It's gonna be at the top of the comments as well.
They put us up with some motherfucking hard hitters, nigga.
I voted 100 times. Bro.
Yo, me too, though.
Me too.
I voted myself 100 times,
bro.
I was like looking at the other ones. I'm like, these are just no fucking juggernaut.
Full ass Netflix movies and shit, bro. We're just there like Jane Trey.
Hey, check out our YouTube series. Yeah.
Hey guys, vote for us, please. But yeah, like,
so y'all head over to the motherfucking, what is it?
The Canadian Academy.
What's the fucking thing for the audio listeners?
It's just go on my
Twitter. The Academy / vote now?
Yeah.
All right, the Academy / vote now.
Is it that?
And you could, we're in round
it's
two.
Just, no, it's just academy.ca. Oh,
okay, my
/
bad.
Vote.
Say it one more time.
academy.ca/vote.
We in round two.
We in round two.
Go click
man.
A fucking vote 100 times every day.
Vote, man. Just appreciate put a song
that.
On and just
yeah,
keep
just,
clicking
just
that.
Just go
Sean
crazy,
on stage
man.
And drop a crazy speech.
Facts.
I'm just trying to go up there with a wet beard, you know what I'm saying? And just like
that's the only reason,
there, man.
The award itself, I'm fine.
Yeah. I'm trying.
I just want to be on TV with a drippy beard.
With a drippy beard. And I'm trying to like dress up and wear a suit or some fancy shit, man. And like
and return
come
the next day.
Yeah. That's all I'm on, man.
Save it.
I like that.
My fucking quote of the day, man.
Yo, you let Shells rest.
Oh,
Shells,
man. Come on.
Yeah.
I thought, sorry, y'all got me ahead of myself. Go ahead.
I don't got
Shells.
Much to say, man. Just, you know, keep listening to the podcast. Follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. My Instagram, SebastianXX. Follow me on Instagram. I got a lot of shit coming soon. New songs coming in March. If you haven't listened to the music yet, I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, all that shit. Sheldon Sebastian.
You on Tidal?
I am on Tidal.
Hey.
I am on Tidal too, so fuck with my shit on Tidal. Someone want to send me a Tidal subscription because I don't have it. But
yo, me too, man. Send it to me.
I used
send
to have
group
it.
Chat.
When the Carters dropped, I had it, but you know how that goes. 30 days.
You've been listening to so much music in that 30 days, nigga.
I killed that shit. Yeah, follow me on Instagram. Please. I'm dropping mad shit soon.
Yeah.
We're going to make sure.
Yeah. So now,
quote of the day.
Quote of the fucking day,
give it
man.
To him.
All right, man. I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, yo, oh my God, it's tomorrow's Thursday. You got one?
You only got one quote, so we got to be wise about this. We can't change it.
It's okay.
All right, I'm going to give it to Shells.
No, I dropped mine already. It's cool.
You dropped? Well,
I dropped it already.
What was yours?
Earlier in the podcast. It's cool.
All right, so if you got his quote, then you got his quote.
They don't catch it?
Yo, my quote.
Talking about you.
Over your head. It's not for you.
Look, this is my quote. Yo, fuck you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.